This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be here till 10 o'clock today to help answer all your gardening questions. My father will be back next week. He's actually going to be headed home today to get... they've been at the national parks for the past about 10 to 14 days-ish, about. And I know they're having a great time over there, so... Talked to them the other day. They were all smiles, enjoying themselves. So it was a good time for them. So we'll get right back to the phones here in a second here. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to answer all your gardening questions. So, Isaiah, is there anybody on the line?
Oh, sorry about that, everybody. Next up, we got Brian from New Hampshire, and he has a question about grapes today.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Just taking the call. I think your father once recommended a product called Agrifos for my grapes. And I want to be 100% sure I'm using the right thing, but right now the grapes, they're these little bugs eating away at putting holes in it. But then there's like a blistering look, almost like... poison ivy. It's pinkish and bubbly on some of the leaves and branches. And I don't know whether this Agrifos, it says you can use the grapes, but it's a fungicide. So is it too late in the year to put that on there, or what would you recommend?
No, it's not too late, and that's, to use the Agrifos is what he would have said. The Monterey product from Agrifos is a good one to use on that, definitely. It's more for, as you said, disease control. I can't remember if, for the grapes, if it is the foliar spray or the drench. Obviously, on the back, it'll tell you exactly which way to use it. I want to say it's most likely a foliar spray, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it does talk about that.
But it'll tell you everything you need.
Yeah,
exactly. So this is a product, you're using a chemical. So follow it to a T to what they tell you. More is not going to be better. And less is not going to, make anything, safer, if you will.
Okay.
Not that the product's unsafe, but I think you know what I mean.
Right.
You want to just follow it to a T, and take care of that. As far as the insects, are they chewing on the outsides, or are they, or is it just turning yellow?
On the outside you can grab them. They're like shiny little bugs, and like they sit right on the leaves, and I assume they're chewing the holes right through them,
Yeah, so you could actually, if you want to get rid of those, there's an organic product out there called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. A lot of times you'll hear at a garden center where my father will talk about the winter moth. They're a chewing type insect too, so they do the same types of thing that this insect that you have on your grape is doing. So it's the same type of killer. It's organic. Thing about it, it's every 7 to 10 days or 10 to 14 days that you would have to spray. When it, with it being organic, there's no residual. or not as long-lasting residual.
Okay.
There are products out there, like the product 8, that will last up to 30 days. It'll even say on the back of the bottle, you can use this up until harvest on a certain amount of days. So you could use, if you want, don't want to go organic, or if you want to go organic, there's the organic type is the Cap'n Jacks, or you could go more towards a synthetic, which would be 8, like the number 8 from Bonide.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm trying to go organic. No, you tell me the Agrifos is not organic. I don't have it in front of me right now. I think I've only used it.
I believe it might be organic. I can't remember.
Okay, yeah, I can...
I'd have to double check.
I can look at the label and double check. That's fine.
I know a lot of Monterey products are organic and have, or certified OMRI, that type of thing. So I just can't remember the label off the top of my head.
No, that's fine. Thank you. And now my apple trees, still again, I'm going organic, and they were looking real good. And then about 2 weeks ago, I started getting brown spots, at least on one of the trees, on the apples. And the leaves were starting to get spots on them now. I think I put organicide on, which your father used to recommend at the time. Now, again, this is a 3-in-1. It says it's an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide. So can you use this all year long, the organicide?
So being organic, like I was saying about the Cap'n Jacks, it doesn't have as long as a residue. So it is something you're going to have to reapply maybe every 10 to 14 days. On the back of the product, it will say it. If you feel that one's not working for you, there is a fruit and nut spray from Bonide that's organic as well. You could try that one. That's meant more for, you know, your fruiting trees. It's an organic version because they do have their fruit tree spray, which is more of a synthetic. But then they have this, I want to say it's like fruit and nut spray.
Right.
I can't remember the exact name, but it's got three names on it. But it is from Bonide. It's an organic spray that you can spray on your fruits and vegetables.
Okay. And now this was not a planned question, but as we were speaking, I've seen a deer in my backyard recently, and I didn't know what it was eating. And as I was talking to you, I actually looked, and it was eating under the apple tree, which was supposed to be overproduced. And I have a lot of apples on the tree, but I got a lot of it on the ground. And it's eating under the tree now. Would a deer pick up the apples that are leaving there? I also noticed them grabbing at some of the actual leaves on the tree. Is that something that would be
good? I mean, they're gonna, if they're hungry, they're really gonna eat anything.
Yeah.
That could interest them. So, you know, you could use, a couple products out there, like deer and rabbit repellent from Bonide. They have it in granular and liquid form. The other thing I would maybe suggest doing is, you know, just a long shot, is cleaning up the apples that are on the ground there and cleaning the whole area up, bagging it up, and then taking it, you know, to the far end of the property and throwing them there. And maybe try to see the old, deter them over here and bring them that way instead of towards your plants, giving you some time to really create that barrier, that type of thing.
Sure. Okay, well, I want to thank you for your time. You have a nice week.
Thanks, you too, Brian. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give your plants a dose of nature with the new Espoma Organic Liquid Plant Foods. Loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes. You grow bigger, more beautiful plants the safe and easy way. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose Cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the water can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. All right, so the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Patrick. Up next, we have Chester from Massachusetts, and he has a question about his zucchini.
All right, Chester, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. Great show. Yeah, I got a zucchini plant, and certain leaves, not all of them, they're like yellow halfway through, and the ends are curling up and brown. it's maybe, you know, very sporadic. Like I say, not every leaf. There's plenty of fruit on the plant. They're coming in nice. They're about 6 inches long. I just want, because I've used the calcium, the rot stop, the additive you suggested a couple weeks ago and stuff, and I was just wondering if there's anything else I could do.
So definitely what I would do is get rid of those leaves. Those leaves are not going to come back. What it's also going to do is help thin out the plant a little bit. I know, you know, you're always thinking that when you look at a plant, you want it big and beautiful and full. Sometimes, in order to help the plant, you want the air to move through to help rid of possible fungus or disease that could happen.
Okay.
What I would suggest doing is... those are more of like a piercing, sucking type insect, if it has an insect. I don't think it would have an insect if you're worried about that part. The way that they're turning yellow and curling could be from sun scorch. It could be from water sitting on top of the leaf and turning it that way. But if it is an insect, you want to use like a neem oil or an oil-based insecticide. A lot of them are organic. So you could use those. And just make sure that when you spray them, it's below 85 degrees, and it's not going to be 85 that day because you could burn the plant as well. But okay. Those few steps could really help you out.
All right, when I cut the leaves off, I get rid of the leaves. Now, do I just do it to the stem end, or do I go right back to the base of the plant and take the whole arm and everything?
Get everything. Cut it right down to the end.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And let's get right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
Actually, Patrick, looks like we're wide open.
All right, perfect. All right, so we got plenty of time here, about an hour and a half, for you guys to give us a call. And I can answer as many of the gardening questions as possible. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before we went to break, we were talking with Chester about his zucchini and turning yellow. Just want to make sure I reiterate what I was saying towards the end of the conversation there. It's cutting back to the stem, not just cutting back at the tip, just the leaf itself. Get rid of that entire branch, if you will, or leaf structure. Usually, as many of you know who grow them or see them out there, has the leaf and then a long stem that goes right back into the heavier part of the plant. Sometimes by thinning out zucchini or squash or pumpkins, those types that grow in a clumping form close to the ground, it will actually help them for their future. What it does is allows air to go through, it allows light to go through, and allows the water to come down onto the ground and not sit in the crevices, that type of thing. It's one of those things where, you know, it's going to actually do more beneficial than bad for the plant. You know, it's the same thing even with tomatoes. Some of the tomatoes that, I know we were talking about it earlier, that have yellow leaves on the bottom or yellow leaves on the inside, get rid of them. They're not going to help. What it's actually doing is it's the plant's way of trying to get rid of a few of the leaves to allow the sunlight in, to allow the water to go through, and to help protect itself from fungus and diseases, that type of thing. So when you do see some of the yellowing branches or leaves, that type of thing, it is actually more beneficial to get rid of them. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you would like an organic vegetable garden this year, switch to Dr. Earth Vegetable Garden Fertilizer. This plant fertilizer is 100% organic and contains 23 different types of beneficial microbes to rebuild tired soils. Your soil will be better next year than it is right now, guaranteed. For greener foliage, a much larger root system, more flowers, and better tasting vegetables, use Dr. Earth Plant Foods. This summer, grow a better vegetable garden with Dr. Earth Vegetable Garden Food with beneficial microbes. All right, so the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do everything I can to help you out with all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call, and we can do the best we can to help you out. So, you know, I've been talking about watering a couple times today and the different procedures that you should be doing. One of the things that I want to just touch on is the time of day to be watering. I know it's really hard to do is by take a look at it and say, all right, you know, I'm working all day. I'm going to water when I get home. I don't have a lot of time in the morning. I got to get the kids ready for school. Got to do this, that, and the other thing. But to be honest, the best time to water is actually in the morning. It allows the plant to absorb the water during the day, and it, if you were to water at night, sometimes what it does, it'll invite pathogens and insects and that type of thing when the water's sitting on the soil, if it's overwatered or if it's, you know, that type of thing. So we definitely look at that. I like to just add that and just to make sure that everybody knows that.
Sorry about that, everyone. Next up, we have Gail from Massachusetts, and she has a question about her bulbs.
Hello? Hello?
If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Sorry about before the break, guys. We had a little technical difficulties. That's what happens. I'm broadcasting out of my house. I'm in my garage. I was trying to stay quiet this morning and let my daughter sleep a little bit and my wife sleep. But that's what you get. I'm in the garage, so I'm kind of hiding, so that could be what happened. I know Gail was on the line, and she couldn't hear us, so let's try it again. Let's go with take two. Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. Glad to hear from you. I have dinnerdahlias, and I've had them for a number of years, okay? So I have the dinnerdahlias, but the only thing is they get to be about 5 feet, 6 feet tall, okay? And staking them is really a problem, okay, because they're near a garage, a driveway wall. So they come up fine, but staking them is a problem. And my friend and I went to Portsmouth, and they had a garden there. And there was, you couldn't tell who had made the garden. It was within the, like, the town. Well, they had them 6 feet tall, and they did not have to stake them. And the only thing I came up with was that maybe they were planting them deeper than I was. So could that be the reason why they go over, and these here, they didn't need any staking at all in Portsmouth? I think I lost you again.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking about fertilizer today and what the difference is between a synthetic man-made fertilizer compared to an organic fertilizer that not only feeds but works on the soil. John, tell us about your new liquid fertilizers that you have developed.
I'd be delighted to do that. You know, for a long, long time, we made nothing but dry granular fertilizers. And we were always a little envious of the liquid side of the business. The dry granular fertilizers are great out in the landscape, absolutely fabulous in gardens and such, but maybe not so easy to use indoors on houseplants, and maybe a bit of a challenge, although they can be used in containers. So we started looking at liquid plant foods a few years ago, and decided that we wanted to have something that was different. And there's been liquid organics for a long, long time. They've been primarily fish-based products, and there's nothing wrong with those products, but they're already out there, so to speak, and they're sort of one-dimensional. But we wanted to come up with something different, just as our blended granular products are complex blends of organic ingredients. We wanted to try to find something just a little different. And so we started formulating some different ingredients, some soy products and actually some fish products and bone meals and such. And we created a three-product line of liquid plant foods that we introduced about a year ago. And we made these plant foods with these great diverse organic ingredients, and we also were sure to add a significant bacterial microbial function, because we knew that was a very, very important part of the plant foods being effective. And we were excited to put them in the marketplace. But one of the things that really makes them different, not just that they're great plant foods, but they're very, very easy to use. We put on some on each.
All right. Welcome back. Sorry about this, guys. Having a little bit of technical difficulties. I know you're, hope you're still there, Gail. I did hear you about the dahlias. Yeah. I apologize for this.
That's all right.
I do have a question for you in regards to your dahlias. You said they were up against a wall.
Well, they're growing like on a wall, which gets good heat, okay, and I water them a lot. And I'm wondering if I don't plant them as deep, and that's why they need stocking so much.
Well, I'm not sure if that's the case. My question in regards to the house is it getting partial shade because of it?
Oh, no.
It's in a spot where it's full sun. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not necessarily positive that planting them deeper would do that. How often do you fertilize?
I want to say about every 3 weeks.
Okay. You doing like a liquid food?
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of things I would suggest doing. In the early spring, feeding it with a granular fertilizer for like a slow release. Use it like a plant tone or a flower tone from Espoma. So what that does is that creates fertilizer through a longer period of time. And then from there, doing a liquid fertilizer every 2 weeks versus every three. You can use like the Miracle-Gro, or you could use the like a Peters, or Espoma has a liquid fertilizer that you can just add to your watering can as well.
Okay.
Those would be good. Another thing, just as a suggestion for early on with the dahlias, and a lot of times you won't be able to see like a staking with them, is trying like a peony ring or like a grow through type grid. What it is, it's the peony ring. So it's identical to the peony ring, except on the top, it's like a grid. It almost looks like a tennis racket, except bigger openings.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is you put that on early, the plant will grow through it once it gets bigger. You won't really see it. And then you won't worry. So you do the staking earlier instead of late.
Okay.
That might work for you. They also have some stakes that have like a little loop on the top and just a long stake. That might be something to do for the stems themselves. But I think with adding a fertilization program by doing a slower release and then a short-term release as well, I think those are really going to help you establish a stronger plant. I think that has a little bit to do with it.
All right.
I think one of the things that's also happening with the heat, it might dry out a little bit because of the heat from the side of the building, plus the sun, et cetera. So, maybe a little bit more watering, but you said you water a lot. So,
I do.
I'm not there to tell you how much you're doing it. But just what I would also suggest doing is when it comes to that water, take a look at the ground. See if the water's sitting there. Because sometimes if the water's sitting by the plant, by the stem itself, that could cause the plant to not rot, but get softer and cause it to bend over. But a couple of those things might actually help you, Gail.
Okay, all right. One more thing, powdery mildew. Sure. How do I get rid of that? Your dad had always had a particular product.
Yeah, he usually will talk about like fungonil or infuse. Both of those are sprays that you can spray over powdery mildew. You could also use, I've seen neem oil used for that, or like a copper fungicide if you want to go organic.
Oh, okay.
Copper fungicide would do that as well.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. All right. And
all right, Gail, thank you.
Put that on.
Yeah. So you would want to put it on. A lot of times, if you're using the organic, you can use it as a preventative. So if you know that every year you get it about a certain time, maybe start a week or two prior. And continue it for a couple times. But if you do have it, try to do it in the morning when it's cooler out so it's not too hot for the plant when you're spraying it with anything.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Will do.
All right,
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your patience. Sorry about all the radio difficulties we had with you.
All right. It happens. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there is a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonite. Bonite's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Get some Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today. Go gardening organically with the Captain. Bonite products are family-made in America and can be found at many fine retailers. If you can't find one near you, go to their website at www.bonite.com. All right, so the phone number here is 855-660-4261. And do everything we can to keep these technical difficulties away. So let's hope for the best. Isaiah, we got anybody else on the line?
Yes, we do, Patrick. We have Kat from Cape Cod, and they have a question about some asparagus.
All right, Kat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, something is attacking my asparagus plant. I noticed some small black beetles, fewer red beetles, and the occasional earwig is on there.
Okay.
And I'm trying to go organic. I do have a thick layer of straw mulch, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it. They were doing really well, and then all of a sudden I see these bugs everywhere.
Yep. So at this time, when it gets a little bit warmer out, it might be best time to pull some of the straw away from the center of the plant, because with the heat and some of the water, the moisture might sit there and the insects might come towards it. A product you can use for like an organic insecticide would be a Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. That will kill different types of beetles and that type of thing. It is organic. It is one of those things which will tell you on the back. It'll say how many days up until harvest you can spray this product. But like I said, it is organic. You can spray it every 10 to 14 days to kill those insects that are around there, the beetles. Go ahead.
We didn't get to harvest them till late, actually. So a lot of them have gone to fronds. And I was going to let them go to berries so I could bury the berries and get more plants, but would you recommend that I just cut them down to ground, or would that hurt them in any way?
I mean, if you're looking to get them to berries, I would continue with what you're doing already, and I wouldn't cut them down.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is just a secondary thing where I think removing some of the straw around them to allow the area to breathe, and I think the insects are kind of just sitting in there. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's damp. So I think that's one of the things. I'd clean around it a little bit, pull away from it as much, and then use that insecticide that's organic to help protect them. and go from there. I think you should be all right that way.
Okay. It's not harmful for bumblebees in any way. I have a raspberry plant right next to them, but the bumblebees are all over, and I didn't want to hurt the bumblebees.
Okay, so if you're concerned about the bumblebees being in there, even though it's organic, you know, something could affect another insect. It's an insecticide. So what I would suggest doing is waiting till night, maybe like when it's starting to get dark a little bit.
Okay.
I know that's late, maybe, you know, dusk, if you will, because at that point, bees are not out feeding.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
And so the other thing I would do with the concern is, since they're right next to it, maybe grab a piece of cardboard and put it up against those strawberries.
Okay.
So that any, like, spray that misses the plant doesn't get on them. If you're concerned about them getting to the bumblebees, especially with the flowers and everything there. So you can spray that onto the plants later in the day. It'll have time to dry before the bees will come in the next morning.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, thank you so much, and we appreciate the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Everguard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Everguard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverguardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Everguard.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. If you'd like an organic vegetable garden this year, switch to Dr. Earth's Vegetable Garden Fertilizer. This plant fertilizer is 100% organic and contains 23 different types of beneficial microbes to rebuild tired soils. Your soil will be better next year than it is right now, guaranteed. For greener foliage, a much larger root system, more flowers, and better tasting vegetables, use Dr. Earth plant foods this summer. Grow a better vegetable garden with Dr. Earth Vegetable Garden Food with beneficial microbes. Isaiah, let's go right back into the lines. Who's up next?
All right, next up, looks like we have Gail from Massachusetts, and she has a question about her zucchini.
All right, Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. So right off the bat, when I planted my zucchini plant, the first fruits that it yielded were yellow and almost as if the moisture in them was getting sucked out, and the yellow starts from the blossom end, but then right now I have about six zucchini on there. Half of them have this condition and half of the other half fine. So is this some kind of insect that I have, and will the Captain Jack take care of that?
I'm not sure if it's an insect. You would have seen holes or something along those lines in the fruit itself. How have you been fertilizing?
I've been using Garden Tone, and I've done two applications of that, and that's it.
Okay. So the Garden Tone, you did it early, and then you did it, what, like 6 weeks after?
Yes.
Okay. I would...
Because this condition showed up, like, right away. The first fruit.
Okay. So what it could be is an existing soil condition. have you planted the zucchini here year after year?
No. No,
okay.
I haven't done
have
zucchini
you planted
in a while.
Have you planted anything else in this area prior?
Last year I didn't plant much of anything in that section of the garden, so there was sort of a break. But previous to that, I've been planting every year.
Okay. It seems like it could be like some sort of nutrient deficiency, more like maybe a calcium or something along those lines. So the Garden Tone will help by fertilizing it with a liquid fertilizer every 2 weeks. That's going to help as well.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I think this might be something where it's not going to completely correct itself this year. What I'd suggest doing for at the end of the year, in that area, maybe planting like a cover crop, like a winter rye seed. And what you would do is you would just, you know, clean up everything, plant that winter rye over it, let it go for the winter, and then in the spring you till it in. This winter rye will add more nutrients to the soil, that type of thing. I'd also like to see you fertilize the area in the fall at half the rate with that Garden Tone. So say it says for the 100 square feet, use a couple pounds, use half the rate. Mm-hmm. That way you're giving it fertilizer for the winter. That winter rye is going to help get in there and really get into that and help it. And then in the spring, what I'd also suggest is maybe adding some cow manure, peat moss, that type of thing, to really add more nutrients to the soil and get it a nicer, richer soil. These things are just going to help no matter what with future plants to allow them to get bigger and stronger.
Right. I mean, everything else in my garden has never looked better than it does this year. And usually in the spring, I use, like, some kind of compost, commercially bought compost soil. And that's usually about it. Is there anything else that you recommend along with that composted soil? Just
maybe
the
adding
winter rye.
The winter rye in the fall, maybe adding a little bit of peat moss to help with the water retention, that type of thing. I think that maybe not doing anything in that area last year, it was a little tired, and it didn't get all the nutrients it needs. I would definitely try to add some stuff in the fall to help feed the soil for next year, and mix in that compost in the spring.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call, Gail. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll see you on the 9 o'clock hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.